Welcome into the Viking Voices show here at Jefferson College for the weekly edition here on 1400 KJFF. We're going to get things started talking a little baseball this time around. Of course, the Jefferson College women's basketball team in action tonight at 6:30. It's Pack the Stands night, so everybody can come on out and enjoy that ball game. But beforehand, we'll stick with baseball. Last week, we spoke with softball Shelby Clark. And now we speak with her boyfriend, freshman Andrew Colin here, a freshman on the Jefferson College baseball team. Andrew, how we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. And Andrew, I know you guys have gotten an opportunity to go outside a little bit recently and practice with this abnormally nice weather out here in Missouri in January. So how nice has it been able to get your feet wet outside a little bit?
It's been great. You know, we had a great fall as a team. And it was nice to have like the kind of inside break, because practice is, you know, it's still hard inside, but it's a little less intense. And they do a great job of keeping it as intense as they can. And it was just great. It was just awesome to get back outside and get in game situations and take BP on the field and everything like that.
Yeah, is that kind of when it hits you, when you're like, wow, baseball season is right around the corner?
Yeah, it actually kind of hit me today in class. I was thinking about baseball, and I was like, man, you know, it's kind of chilly outside. And then I was like, oh, we leave for Tennessee in a week. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, we're about to be playing baseball here pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. So, in Tennessee on a road trip. You guys will be there through the weekend on Saturday and Sunday as well. Just what's the mindset of the team right now? You guys anxious, kind of ready to get things going and kind of done with practice?
Yeah, I mean, we're not done with practice. We like to grind and everything. And, you know, we kind of have our, like, team motto is grind to Grand Junction. Because Grand Junction is where the World Series is. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're living by as a team right now, just trying to make it as far as we can. And
Grind to Grand Junction. You got to like that. And, Andrew, speaking of that, we talk about the offseason a little bit as well. You're an outfielder on the ball club and a freshman this year. So how was it able to spend a full winter at a collegiate school and have a chance to just spend all that focus on getting better for baseball? What did you work on in particular?
It was great. I worked on a lot of hitting aspects of it, and I worked on a lot of arm strengthening aspects. Just the coaches here were great about just finding everything that we need to work on and making sure we're as good as we can be when the season starts.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your skill set as an outfielder. Are you a little bit of a speedster out there? You got a little pop in the bat?
I'd take hitting over speed mostly.
Yeah, hitting over speed. All right. Gap power, are you capable of knocking a few out?
A little bit of both.
All right. Now, do you like playing defense in the outfield?
Yeah. It's nice, unless you get someone who's not throwing strikes, and then it just kind of
gets a little boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you fearless?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you got some of the outfielders who go to a wall, and they get a little timid by it, and you got other guys out there like, you know, Griffey, Mike Trout, you know, they go right at the wall.
I don't know. It just depends.
It just depends on the moment. Yeah. All right. Andrew, talk about you guys going to Tennessee as well, but this is your freshman year, so it's the first time you're with Jefferson College. So what's been the biggest difference that you've seen so far just from high school preparation into college? Obviously, you guys had the fall season, so you've gotten a little bit of game action in.
Just the caliber of play. Like, in high school, there used to be, like, weak moments and, like, teams you could pick out that were weak and, like, guys that were weak. And college, there's not really a lot of that because everyone's here and everyone's here to play baseball, so they got a job and they get it done.
Yeah, what type of adjustments on the field did you have to kind of make during that fall part?
Definitely the pitching. The pitching was a lot quicker, and they know how to hit spots and just mix in pitches and everything.
Did you change your approach at all because of that?
Yeah, big time. I looked middle away more than middle in, because just the inside pitch gets on you real quick in college, and it didn't in high school as much.
Yeah, exactly. Can't sit on that dead red fastball anymore,
huh?
Awesome. And then, Andrew, from a defensive perspective out there as well, you play a corner outfield. Looking at it, just how's the rest of the outfielders as a whole? You guys a pretty close unit?
Yeah, we are. I hang out with a lot of them most of the time, so we're pretty close.
Yeah, and you live on campus, I imagine?
Yes, sir.
Right on. How's that, being away from home for the first time?
It's good. It has its pluses and minuses.
Yeah, it's here. Pros and cons laid out.
I miss my parents.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody misses their parents no matter how old they are. Yeah. They're not afraid of that. But I'm sure you like the independency, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Awesome. So, Matt, which guys do you live with? Fellow outfielders or?
No, I live with two pitchers and an infielder.
Yeah, well, you've gotten, several months to live with them now, right?
Yeah.
So, are they dirty?
One of them is.
Yeah, one of them is?
Yeah.
Who can anybody cook? Or are you guys just fast food?
It just depends. We all kind of cook our own stuff.
Oh, okay. There's
Yeah.
no feasts or anything like that?
No, not really in our room.
Okay, right on. And what about when it comes to TV, movies, things of that nature? Do you guys kind of fight over that?
No, we don't have a TV in our living room.
No TV, so just in the individual rooms?
Yeah,
You guys
pretty
got
much.
Netflix and things of that nature?
Yeah.
What's your go-to show?
Shameless.
Shameless, dude. I've been watching Shameless right now. That show is so addicting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, back to the baseball grind of things. You talked about working this offseason as well, but you guys set in February. What are some of the team's goals? You mentioned the grind to Grand Junction. I imagine that's got to be up there then.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, obviously win the conference, win the region, and make it to Grand Junction. That's the main goal, so.
When you guys start tournament play, and obviously you'll be a freshman, so it'll be kind of the first time you'll experience that traveling and things of that nature and playing down in Tennessee, just what types of things is the team looking for? Like, what's kind of been Coach Evers' message to you guys?
Pitching and defense.
Pitching
mostly,
and defense?
Yeah.
And so as part of that, with the pitching and defense, what about on the offensive side?
The approach is just, I mean, basically hit strikes and get on base, and if you're on base, you better score.
Yeah. Okay. And Andrew, for you, when you get out there, do you find yourself, are you type of player that kind of takes a little bit of time to get in a rhythm out there? Are you normally able to get in to a rhythm right away as that season starts?
I mean, with being outside and everything, that definitely helps to get in a rhythm. So I think I'm pretty sure I'll be in a rhythm when the season starts.
Yeah. And now I got to ask you a little bit, might embarrass you a little bit here, but your girlfriend Shelby is on the softball team as well. And so both of you guys have, you know, lots of expectations this year, both scheduled to be really good. So are there any bantering back and forth about which program might be a little bit better?
Yeah, all the time there is. I mean, I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but, you know, she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus. So we get into that a little bit and that, you know, creates a little conflict.
Yeah, and their season gets started this weekend as well, so they get a little bit of a head start on you guys. So she might have some bragging rights coming back. What are you going to do then?
I mean, you know, just listen to it, and she'll shut up after we come back from Tennessee.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, Andrew, when you guys get out on the diamond, obviously as a team as well, but as a freshman, when you come in, which of the sophomores kind of took you guys under your wing? I mean, what part of them really helped you guys out a little bit and make that transition a little bit easier for you guys?
Big time, it was infielder Jordan Hovey and Jacob Jaycox and Troy Newell were big on just, like, kind of helping us out and figuring out, like, you know, everything to help us and just, like, I don't know, just helping us adjust and making sure we're getting the things done, making sure we're getting in and on the right time.
Are you just saying that because they're in the room?
No, I'm saying that because it's true.
Okay, that's good stuff. Yeah, if you're listening, you got three fellow teammates in the room right now giving Andrew a little bit of a hard time while he's on the air a little bit, but he's fighting through it. He's fighting through it. So, Andrew, for you, you talked about just kind of the speed of the game and how there wasn't any kind of lull spots anymore when you go from high school to the collegiate level as well. So in that offseason, on the hitting perspective side of things, was there anything that you mentioned changing up your approach, but mechanically, what were you trying to focus and improve on?
Well, in high school, I kind of started with my foot out of the box, like not really out of the box, just kind of I started a little like offset, and then when I got here, I put it like immediately, just basically worked on keeping it straight up and going straight to it because you don't have that extra time.
It's been working out well for you so far?
Yeah, it's been working out pretty well.
Awesome. And I know the weather's been nice. You mentioned you guys have gotten outside. Have you guys had some inter-squad games?
Yeah, we inter-squatted last Saturday, I think. Last Saturday was pretty good. It was like from 10:30 to like 5 o'clock at night. It was a long time, but yeah, it was a doubleheader, nine inning doubleheader.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, 18 innings total then.
Yeah, it was.
Not it. Now you guys got the showcase coming up on Saturday, right?
Yes.
And talked with Coach Evers. He said you guys kind of had to do a lot of the grunt work. A little bit,
yeah.
Kind of that thing, but obviously for a good cause and a good program thing. So just as a player standpoint, to have an opportunity to kind of help out the program and see some kids come in and showcase their skills, you know, what does that mean to you as part of the Jefferson College program, knowing that you're giving these other kids an opportunity at some exposure?
I mean, it's good to see because we always like to see good players come out, and it's nice to be able to just, like, talk with the kids and see what they think about the program and everything.
Now, Andrew, be honest with us. All of a sudden, there's been a crowd emerging in here a little bit on you. All eyes on Andrew. You feeling a little pressured?
A little bit.
Yeah, there it is. No, you got it all solid. So, Andrew, we talked about a little bit the mechanical adjustment at the plate and then some of the things that you wanted to do with your approach as well. So when you go about implementing those things, can you do that in practice, or is it always got to be kind of against a live arm where you kind of really see the results?
Oh, we have a lot of it's in practice because we got a really good hitting coach and really good coaches who care about it, and they can just really fix everything right then and there, and then you can see the difference against a live arm.
Awesome. And then, Andrew, you guys obviously open up in Tennessee as well, and then you guys play in Oklahoma too. So a lot of traveling out of states. Are you familiar with that at all based on any summer programs that you played with? Or is that going to be a new experience?
It's pretty new because I played Legion all through high school, and we didn't travel that much. So it's pretty cool to be able to travel as much as we do.
Now, you're saying that now, but are you excited for the bus rides, all that fun stuff?
I mean, all you got to do is sleep. That's what I heard.
All you got to do is sleep. Nice and easy. Can you sleep anywhere? Are you the type of guy who can sleep on a plane or something like that real easy?
Yeah, I can sleep pretty much everywhere.
Oh, not everybody gets that luxury, my friend. Right on. So, Andrew, back on the diamond. And Coach Evers, you mentioned, talked a lot about pitching and defense, right? And so is that kind of going to be the strengths of this team? Or do you feel like it's all three phases has a pretty good opportunity to
be strong? I feel
like
all three phases have a pretty opportunity to be strong.
Awesome. And now, I imagine in the intra-squad thing, how about this? Who's the toughest pitcher that you faced on the team so far? Gave you the most fits? You personally the most fits?
It's tied between Spencer and Troy.
Spencer and Troy. Awesome. I had Spencer on last week, and he did a nice job of talking. So, Andrew, I imagine your aspirations after playing at Jefferson College is to go on to a four-year school?
Yeah.
Awesome. And to keep playing, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, outside of baseball, what are some of your studying interests?
Business major, probably sports management.
Sports management. What do you want to do with that?
Sports agent. Be a sports agent.
You got a plan for that?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Me and my cousin talked about opening one down in Florida because he lives down there.
Awesome. So you've had this for a while. When did that kind of formulate with your cousin?
When we realized how much sports agents make.
That's not a bad reason at all. They do make some pretty good money, and being connected with professional athletes pretty cool as well. So yeah. As part of that, then, Andrew, would it be baseball or would it be kind of football, basketball?
Mostly baseball.
Mostly baseball. Right on. And he lives down in Florida, so the warm weather?
Yeah.
You've been to Florida?
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times.
Awesome. Is that your favorite place to travel?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Have you gone much where else?
No, not really. Just kind of Florida, Colorado.
Okay. If you could travel anywhere, where would you go?
I'd like to go to the Dominican Republic.
The Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It just seems like I wouldn't want to stay on a resort. I'd want to see like what they do with baseball, like how they play bottle cap baseball and everything.
Ah, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, obviously baseball down there, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, much, much different than it is today, or than it is here, I should say. So, Andrew, talk a little bit about that as well and some of your aspirations to go to a four-year school and to get into the sports management as well. So what type of classes are you in now? A lot of the prerequisite courses, I imagine?
Yeah, a lot of business classes.
What was the biggest change for you from an academic standpoint, going from high school to college that freshman year? Was it kind of easy to make that transition, or was it kind of a lot of time management?
It was a lot of time management because you had a lot of downtime and you don't like really know what to do, but then you can just kind of figure out if you get your homework done, then you can just do whatever you want. And I mean, it was nice not being in school till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So
yeah, were you a procrastinator? As in, would you do your homework late at night, or would you be like, all right, I got to get it done now, so then 7, 8 o'clock around, I can do whatever I want?
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd do it about 20 minutes before bed if I could.
20 minutes before bed, a procrastinator. So that part didn't leave you in high school yet, huh?
No.
No, yeah, well, you have to change once you get a little bit older, the higher classes, right? Awesome. Andrew, back to the baseball diamond. Talk about your goals as well, and a lot of the kids are players, young men, I should say, on the team. You guys aren't kids. Young men on the team this year. You talk about the pitching, talk about the defense, talk about the offense as well. But how's the chemistry? You guys all getting to know each other, all bonding pretty well?
Yeah, the chemistry's pretty good. It's a good time.
It's a good time. Awesome. And Andrew, Andrew's a little flustered because there's about 6-7 additional players with all eyes on Andrew right now. So, Andrew, last couple questions for you before we go and take a break and switch gears a little bit. What are you most looking forward to for your first season here at Jefferson?
Just playing a bunch of baseball. Like, I love baseball. I've loved it since day one, and I just think playing a bunch of baseball is the greatest thing that is going to happen.
You got any individual goals in terms of what you'd like to see yourself do, or is it kind of all team oriented?
It's pretty much team oriented. I just, as long as the team does good, I'm happy with it.
All right. And what are you guys going to need to do to start the tournament off right in Tennessee so you can come back with bragging rights over Shelby?
get a 3-0, go 3-0 down there.
Go 3-0 down there. Awesome. Well, Andrew, thanks very much for your time here. It was a pleasure talking with you. Look forward to seeing you guys play throughout the year.
All right, thank you.
That is Andrew Colin here on 1400 KJFF, a freshman outfielder joining us here on the Viking Voices show. We're back with more here on 1400 KJFF coming up next. Gears a little bit, just here heard from Andrew Colin of the Jefferson baseball team. He's a freshman outfielder, going to play corner outfielder from Eureka High School. The baseball season getting ready to be in action starting next weekend. They will be down in Tennessee for their first tournament of the season. But we switch gears into the sport that is in season right now, and that's the women's basketball, joined now by sophomore guard Lexi Cauley. And Lex, you guys almost towards the end, into the region play right now, you guys struggled a little bit as of late. So what's kind of the confidence and the vibe of the team right now?
To start off, we went through this funk before, and, you know, coach got us through it. He just kept telling us, you know, it's not the end. We can still pull through. Just don't give up. So at that point, we kind of got it together, and that's when we went on our four-game streak, and then we got into another funk. So at this point, we all just have to come to terms, you know, maybe we need to put more instead of give less, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lexi, guys struggled in that first quarter against Crowder on Saturday, but after that, you guys were able to turn it on. After you got kind of in that deep hole a little bit, you guys were able to come back and really came within one possession of coming away in that ball game. So what was the difference in that second, third, and fourth quarter in that game? You think it was a matter of just kind of intensity?
Yeah, it was intensity, definitely. We played at their pace, and that's coach doesn't really – he doesn't like that at all, because he knows that we're winners and we'll play like winners if we start off playing our game. But if we start playing off a loser's game, we're going to lose, unfortunately. So it's just we try to – what coach tells us is – you need to know my voice out of everybody's voice. So, you know, I kind of do that on and off the court. Like, I can hear him saying, you know, go. You know, I can hear him saying, you need to try harder, or Lex, score.
Yeah.
That's his favorite.
Lex, score.
Yes, he'll yell it across the gym. Lex, score. I'm like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I got it. Well, you're a dynamic playmaker out there on the floor, because you're, you know, one of the better athletes out there, no doubt about it. So when you get that, tell us what kind of goes through the process when you're in the action and playing, because there are times where you'll drive to the basket, you slash right there, and you do get an easy layup, or there are times you'll come out and dish a little bit of an assist as well. So what are you seeing from the defense that kind of leads you to make the decision you make?
The defense is what changes my game. Like, if I see that the defense is lacking, then I'll pass it. But if I see that the defense is, like, the defense makes me play, like, I play the defense game. How about that? Like, if they're in a 2-3, I'm more so shooting than I am, and passing than I am, you know, taking it. Like, if they're in a man-to-man, then I have that opportunity to get to the cup, you know, without fouling. Because, you know, in a 2-3, like, when I was younger, they knew that if I got the ball, I was going right to the cup. So people start taking charges. So now I always keep that in my head, that somebody is going to take a charge and I'm going to get a foul, and it's not going to turn out right. So I try to play it by the defense.
Yeah. Obviously, the 2-3 defenses, they don't want you inside. Yeah. They want you to shoot with that. So that's good there. And Lexa, tonight you guys got Three Rivers. Three Rivers have put together a pretty good season so far, no doubt about that. So what types of things do you know about them that they kind of do well?
I know that they are all athletic, that we can't take anything away from them. We can't underestimate anybody. But in the same breath, you know, everybody puts their pants on the same way. So I'm not really scared of anything that comes. Like an opponent, you know, everybody has their days and everybody doesn't. I'm just hoping that today isn't their day and today is ours.
Yeah, so it's just a matter then of what you mentioned earlier, you guys coming out and playing your own game.
Yeah.
So where do you guys as a team – How do you make that adjustment to come out with the full intensity from start to finish versus kind of finding it maybe in the second or third quarter or in just parts of the game? How do you put it all together?
The intensity that's needed to be started off in a game is, I like to look at it as my job, because I like to be vocal. So I feel like if I'm in myself, and I have games where I'm like that, like in the beginning, like I'm just trying to make sure I'm okay, but I can't do that, because I got to make sure my team's okay. So I have to be vocal. I have to let them know that, okay, you missed a shot. You got another one. You know, we got it. We just got to get it right back. And that starts off as me, you know, taking that extra step, making the layup instead of just passing it. You know, that intensity, that fire that we need to start. That's I like to put that on myself.
Yeah, and Lex, have you always kind of been that way as a player?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have. Starting with boys team, I've always played with boys team. Like, I just started playing girls ball probably sixth grade, but I've been playing boys ball since I was four. So my dad, he pretty much put the ball in my hand and he told me, you know, you're as strong as these guys are. You just, you know, and what he told me is that basketball is a man's sport. So that's how I look at it.
Do you feel like that those experiences kind of helped you and molded you into the player you are today?
Oh, for sure. I know for a fact that I wouldn't be as humble, determined, or strong as I am now without, you know, having those times where I needed to be those, you know, to be strong, humbled, or determined.
Yeah. So how much did that help you once you made the transition to playing with girls and women?
It was kind of hard because, you know, I expected them to do things that boys could, like catch and not my team. I'm just saying, like,
no, I get, yeah.
Girls period. Like, I was expecting them to catch a pass that I throw to a guy with no problem, but I just had to, you know, realize that maybe girls need a little softer pass and they need to be led to the pass instead of just throwing it and knowing that a guy will go get it. Because, you know, football, they cut, and when they get there, they, you know, they're gonna catch the ball. So
yeah,
that's how I usually look at it.
Yeah, they'll throw it before they're even looking. So, Alexa, back to the basketball court and at hand, though. From the start of this year to now, where have you kind of seen growth as a basketball player for yourself individually?
I feel like I've gotten mentally stronger as far as in the beginning where I felt like everything was just put on me like a burden, but now I feel as if it's more of a blessing because I'm trusted with that role instead of being, you know, well, there's Alexi in college, she's a sophomore guard, portraying myself, you know, as a leader and just owning up to it.
Awesome. So what type of mindset, you know, gave you that leadership ability? You know, what type of mindset do you have out there on the floor? Is it more just a lot of confidence?
Yeah, it's like, and coach will tell me every time, like, if I haven't started or if I haven't scored yet, he'll say, Lex, nobody can guard you. And I promise that's all I need to hear. So when he says that, it's just like a spark. And I'm like, okay, coach, I got you. And I can tell when coach is really, really mad. So I hate when he's mad. So I try to turn that any way possible. If it's just with a pass or a steal, I'm on it. Because when he's upset, then we won't succeed. We have to make sure he's happy first.
Absolutely. And for you guys as a team from the start of the year to where you're at now, where have you seen the biggest improvement?
Biggest improvement. To be honest, in the beginning, we didn't really give up. But now we're like, it's like we may start off slow or we may start off fast and end slow, but we won't give up. Like, we won't lay down. You know, like, we'll fight even if we're out of time. We'll still try to fight. That's pretty much.
Yeah, where do you think that changed? Where do you think that when do you think that kind of happened and that switch came on?
When do I think that happened? When we kept losing those games we were losing, like we were in a deep funk. And I knew coach, I think we knew at that point that coach was kind of disappointed, like not even upset, like he was disappointed because he knew that we had the artillery, that we had what it took to win all those games that we lost. So everybody just kind of like, FIMO, you know, forget it and move on. We gotta make sure we win, and then that's when we started winning.
Yeah, and Lex, part of that too is you guys, it seems like when a lot of players score on your team is when you guys do very well.
Yes.
As a whole. So is that safe to say?
Yes, indeed. It's like, it's the better, like, yes. When all of us are in big numbers, then we will win.
Now, is part of that have to do with kind of the flow of the game and how you guys are playing? Because obviously when you have more people score, a lot of that is extra passing and open looks and shots like that to get a little easier. Is that kind of what goes on?
Yeah, but, you know, it just starts off with who's ready and who's not. So we just have to pray, hope and pray that everybody's ready tonight. I know that my team's ready, but I hope that Three Rivers is ready because it won't be easy.
Yeah, what types of things are you guys going to have to do on the floor tonight to give Three Rivers some problems?
We have to talk, endless talking. We have to make sure that they know that, well, at least give the impression that there's more people on the floor. Because when you talk, it scares, you know, it puts a fear factor on people. So we just have to keep communicating. We can't get down on ourselves, even if we're down. You know, we have to always play like we're up by 10.
Yeah, and kind of a special night, too, here at Jefferson College. Pack the stands nights. You might expect a little bit more of a crowd as well, a bigger turnout of that nature. Does that kind of fire you guys up a little bit, too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially me. I love people watching. I like my craft. I like being able to bless people. You know, I like people to be able to watch me and, like, wow, she loves the game. Like, my compassion, I love to show it through my play.
So as a leader on the team and things of that nature, then, do you kind of like people to feed off of your energy?
People do feed off of my energy. So, yes. Yes and no, because even, like, when I'm down, they'll be down. So it's like I have to be the Energizer Bunny all the time. And I have no problem with it at all. I love talking.
Yeah, and you talk about when you're down versus when you're up, it kind of being energized. So how do you keep yourself in that positive mindset where you're always up?
I always keep the we're down by 10 mentality, and I always try to, I like, at the beginning of a new quarter, I say, okay, we have 0 points. So I try to, you know, try to build off of that, even if we do have 0 points. I just try to, you know, I just try to make sure that everybody at least is having fun. Like, that's what Coach loves. He loves that when he sees that we're having fun, that we're playing our game. That's what he loves. Based off effort is, you know, how his happiness generates.
Yeah, it's the key. And for you guys, obviously, tonight, a lot of you guys, for what you guys do, you guys transition your offense a lot off of your defense as well. So what types of things defensively are you going to have to do against Three Rivers to kind of get those transition baskets?
We're going to have, like I said, we're going to have to talk. We get really caught when we don't talk. Like, when it's too quiet, then somebody will face cut somebody and nobody will know about it. So we just have to make sure we're continuously talking, that we're, you know, that we're pressuring the ball, that we're not getting caught in bad, you know, positioning. We're just trying to win.
Yeah, communication key then, huh?
For sure.
As a whole, how would you assess you guys' defensive play in recent games?
Defensive play in recent games. It could be a lot better. That's, you know, but everybody has their thorns. So, you know, we try to at least, Coach says that once we take off on offense, our defense will follow. So we have to outscore, basically, and then our defense will follow. Because if we're, say, for instance, it's 6-6, you think we were down by 30. So we just have to start off strong. If we start off strong, we'll end strong.
Yeah, and like I said, it kind of seems like a lot of you guys, too, have understood your roles and things of that nature on the ball club as well. Each kind of person on the team kind of knows, okay, you know, I'm more of the primary scorer, or I'm more of the ball handler, or I'm more of a defensive presence. Would you say that, you know, most of the women on the team have kind of settled into those roles and kind of know what they're used to?
Yeah, I feel like they everybody just got on the ball, but I feel like we all know that what we're doing at this point as far as roles go.
Awesome. And so I asked you about the key tonight against Three Rivers, and you talked about communication, talking on the floor, key. I imagine then going forward as a whole then, because you guys will turn around and got games Friday and Saturday too, that that's going to be the communication then as well.
Yes. Communication is the key to win a basketball game, and then defense, and then offense. Because if you're not talking, then you'll be beat. So you just have to keep talking to your teammates, make sure everybody's on the same page.
In practice, what's kind of been the thing you guys have been working on the most?
Oh, practice, defense. Coach is a stickler for defense. He makes sure, you know, he doesn't really care for dying. He needs to know that everybody understands the defense.
Defense. Coach Jarvis hounding that down.
Yes.
Right on. So, how's school going for you? On a different topic, change it up a little bit. As you are a student athlete as well,
sir.
So second semester here at Jefferson College, how's things going on the academic side? Enjoying what your classes you're taking?
Yes, I enjoy school. I without school, I wouldn't be here. So, you know, it's double whammy. Without one, I can't, you know, there's no other. So I try to put as much focus as I do on the court to my schoolwork. You know, everything's for my mom, so I got to make sure I at least make it.
Awesome. And for you guys had a good month off or so, came back in middle of January as well. So as a student for you, is it kind of like as a basketball player or something where it kind of might take like a week or two to get back into the, you know, swing
sure.
of things?
Yeah, take that syllabus week, you know, when the teacher's just like, well, this is a syllabus, you know. So I take advantage of that week. I love that week. But right after that, I know it's time to get on the ball, you know, get it back in the gear.
Yeah. And how much of a role does Jefferson College as a whole, you know, play out and assist you guys with that? You know, we got Jason or I guess Jay, as he's called, over there amongst the students as well. And then plus there's, you know, study tables and things of that nature. So does Jeffco do a pretty good job as a whole?
Yes. Jason is the best and he's better than the rest. He's helped me in so many situations. I'm blessed that he's here and I love Jason. He's pretty much, you know, with coaches and Jason and Greg, you know, it's been a great experience.
Yeah, and back on the basketball court before we let you go here, just a minute or two left. But, Lexa, you guys are also healthy now after a while where you guys were kind of banged up in and out. You know, Taylor was hurt. Izzy was still coming back from the injury. Gretty's been out for a few times. So is it nice to be mostly healthy at this point?
Yeah, we still have two that are out on two knee injuries, and we miss them a lot. But, you know, for a majority of everybody to be, you know, okay as far as, you know, health goes, yeah, it's pretty much – it's good. Because in the beginning of the year, I was having some, in injuries and stuff, so I couldn't – it was a couple games that I had to sit down. So, you know, I just tried to get my body back, and I did. So everybody's ready.
Awesome.
At this point.
Lex, final thoughts heading into tonight's game and also as you guys kind of close out the latter half of the season here?
To everybody that supported, we wholeheartedly thank you. And if you haven't seen us, you're missing a lot.
Come on out tonight. Pack the stands tonight.
Pack the stands.
It's going to be a good crowd. 6:30 tonight here at Jefferson College. I believe the admission is $3 for adults to come on in. If you're a student, you got the ID card, it's $1, so you're in good shape. But, hey, Lex, thanks very much for coming on and joining
thanks
us, and best
me.
Of luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
That's sophomore guard Alexian Colley joining us here on the Viking Voices show as we'll stick to the theme of women's basketball, and we'll hear from the head coach, Coach Steve Jarvis. That's coming up next here on 1400 KJFF. Back in here on 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices show. We've heard a little bit of baseball action to start things off from Andrew Cullen, a freshman outfielder. Baseball gets started here next weekend as they'll go down to Tennessee. And then we heard from sophomore guard Alexian Akali as we spoke with her about her season and how school is going for her. Now we're joined by the head coach of the Jefferson College Women's basketball team, Coach Steve Jarvis. Coach Jarvis, how are we doing on this afternoon?
Great, Will. How are you today?
We're doing all right. Another day's work, right?
Right.
Awesome. So, Coach, you guys battling in region tonight. Got another matchup against Three Rivers, or I shouldn't say another matchup. It's the first matchup against Three Rivers tonight. So we know that they're one of the top teams in the region. What do we know about them?
Well, they're going to press. You know, they play 10, 11 deep and keep running at you. And, you know, sometimes they'll sub in at five at a time and try to get the up-tempo going. And, you know, they have been playing a lot of zone defense, which is one thing that's kind of bothered us a little bit this year, so hopefully we're prepared for that.
So what are you guys going to have to do then to try to combat that zone defense?
Well, we've got to get the ball inside still and, you know, work the basketball, get the ball from one side to the other. And, you know, sometimes we have the tendency to just take it to one side and shoot a quick shot. We want to make the defense work and shift a little bit. And then, you know, it comes down to us making shots. We've got to put easy baskets inside and follow the rebounds and get some putbacks. But the big thing is we got to make some 3-point shots tonight.
Yeah, and Coach, despite the loss on Saturday, we did see some of that 3-point shooting kind of coming on a little bit. Gretty, I think, hit two. Cheyenne Randall, I think, had one. Tanner, I think, hit one. So it looked like that the 3-point shoot was coming on a little bit Saturday.
Yeah, that's, you know, we got better looks at it. We want to get the ball inside out and look to hit those threes from that point. And we had a little better ball movement from there. And, you know, the matchups were a little bit better for us from that standpoint. Crowder wasn't quite as long, so we were able to get some looks that way.
And, Coach, part of that game as well, I think it was 11 players that scored in that one, 11 different players scored there. Now, obviously, the one-point loss is disappointing, but was it encouraging to see the 11 players score, meaning that you guys were kind of getting those open looks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know we have the – everyone has the potential to put the ball in the basket, and hopefully that gained a little confidence for everyone as we're going to need everybody going down the stretch here. You know, we've talked a lot about that we've competed really well against everybody. You know, this first time we've seen Three Rivers, but you know, we've just got to put 40 minutes together, and that's a couple things that's cost us the last couple on the road to Moberly and then Crowder here. We just had a quarter that we just really didn't play very well, and otherwise, you know, we competed and you know, scored more points than the other team during that time. So we really feel like we've got a good chance, even though, you know, our record maybe not show it right now. But, you know, I feel, you know, you talked to Lex earlier. I feel like that she's probably the best player in the region when it really comes down to it. She's hard to guard. If she just takes care of the ball a little bit more, maybe reduce some turnovers and finish a couple more layups here or there, you know, that could be a big difference for us coming down the stretch.
Yeah, and Lex spoke a lot about how her emotions on the floor. She said, hey, when I'm high, the team is usually high. And when I'm low, sometimes the team gets low as well. So she talked about making sure to keep herself at a high at most of the time for the team to feed off of that energy. Is that something
right.
You kind of agree with?
Yeah, we've talked about that. We've talked about that all the way across the board with everybody. You know, we have this tendency if a shot doesn't go in that we kind of put our head down a little bit. And there's a lot of basketball left to play and a lot of other things that can happen. So, you know, we're getting better at that. We've got to get over it more consistently. And, you know, there's not anybody that's going to make every shot. You're going to miss a shot. So that's not the end of the world. And the turnover is not the end of the world. You just can't compound it by coming back and making a silly foul or not guarding or whatever it might be.
Yeah, so I imagine it's like in a lot of sports, it's just that short-term memory.
Right. You've got to move and go on. We, you know, FIMO is what we talk about. Forget it and move on. You know, it's that quick, especially in the game of basketball. You know, a second or 2 seconds can be the difference.
Yeah, Coach, you talked also about trying to come out and play a little bit better at home as well, and this will be the second consecutive home game that you got before you go back out on the road. So what's going to be the key for you guys to come out and just play hot?
Well, we've got to get started early. You know, that's one of the things on the road. We've got started early and then couldn't finish, and here we've kind of got started slow and finished strong. So we've got to put those things together for 40 minutes. And again, I think it's as long as we keep our confidence and, you know, not worry about if we're down. You know, that's one of the things against Crowder. I wasn't really too worried about the early deficit because I felt like at any point we were going to start coming back together and making that run, and we just didn't quite do it quite enough, and we came up a point short.
Coach, tonight you guys have packed the stands night as well here at Jefferson College, so expect a little bit bigger of a crowd as well. You think that'll help energize the team a little bit as well?
Yeah, that's always exciting, you know, to get more people in the stands and – you know, there's been a core group of students that maybe a 6 or 8 of those kids that have been here religiously about every game. And you know, that means a lot to the players. It means a lot to me that one, they can come out and have fun. You know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, we feel like we give a good effort and it's an enjoyable game and a fun game to be around. So hopefully that energy helps us a little bit tonight.
Absolutely. And Coach, how about the defensive intensity of late?
Yeah, we've been streaky. You know, it's we have to be able to get key stops when we need it. You know, I'm defensively, you know, there's going to be times where we're going to have a breakdown here or there. That's just one of the things that happens to us, and we again have to overcome that. And when we put the ball in the basket, it becomes a little easier to guard. So hopefully those things kind of go together.
And, Coach, you mentioned earlier, you guys have cycled through the region after tonight. You have played all the region teams. So just that first go-through, what did you see from the teams?
Well, I think we can compete. That's the big thing I saw. I mean, we've from top to bottom, we've had good moments in the game against everyone. And I feel like athletically we match up and you know, we're not overmatched anywhere. And you know, that our players have to believe that and trust that. And I think sometimes we have that doubt that maybe we're not as talented. I believe we are. We just have to, one, you know, take care of the basketball, reduce our turnovers, and two, we have the tendency of getting into foul trouble, especially with some of our bigs. And we've got to keep Damo and Janae on the floor.
Yeah, that's stole that question right from out of me. I was going to go to next with Dominique and Janae out there on the floor. How just talk about the importance of them both being out there at the same time and putting an impact, because when they're both down there, it's tough to find a teamed out rebound.
We're going to get key rebounds and get putbacks, and you know, they kind of feed off of each other. They're playing well together inside in the post, and you know, they can't just focus on one interior player to try to block them off a rebound. The other one can kind of come in and get it and clean up from that point. So it's really important to have them on the court. You know, I think Izzy Ringley has given us some good minutes, you know, lately too, trying to be a little stronger and battling on the boards. And, you know, she's had in some moments that, especially up at Moberly, she did some really good things for us. So, you know, she's coming along too, and if we can keep that threesome going kind of inside, you know, that'll really help us.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys coming forward with the group of players, obviously, that you guys had in that one thing go around in the region play, but you go away from region play a little bit on Friday and Saturday, just kind of get a little bit of a break. I believe Lindenwood Belleville on Friday, and then the rescheduled game.
Yeah, it's Missouri Baptist.
Missouri Baptist, right.
On Friday, and then we'll travel to Iowa Western to Council Bluffs and make up that game that we missed early. I really felt like when we missed those games, we had Greenville JV, and then that game scheduled, that kind of took a little of our momentum away of how we were playing. You know, it was good for have that break off. We needed the break, but then, you know, we got a break when we really didn't need it. We needed to keep playing. So, you know, Iowa Western's always good. Playing up there on the road will be tough, but it gives us a chance to kind of, like you say, step away from the region opponents and really focus on some things we need to do and not think so much about, you know, region seedings and all that, and hopefully we can get some momentum going there.
Yeah, kind of something to reset the minds a little bit then.
Right. You know, before we tackle, you know, the second round of seeing everybody.
Awesome. Well, Coach Jarvis, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show in our weekly segment here on the Viking Voices show. We'll be out there tonight broadcasting that game and look forward to speaking with you a little bit before the game.
Great, Will. Appreciate it. Thanks.
That's the head coach of the Jeffco women's basketball team, Coach Steve Jarvis, joining us here on 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices show. That's going to wrap up our coverage. If you missed it or are just joining us, you want to tune back in. We heard from Andrew Cullen and Alexi and Callie, and then obviously just Coach Jarvis as well. You can hear that show archived at mymoinfo.com on the regional or on the Viking Voices page under the Jefferson College Athletics. We'll have that broadcast for you between Jeffco and Three Rivers coming your way in about an hour and a half for tip-off at 6:30. We'll get on the airwaves at about 6:15 for pre-game coverage. That's once again Jeffco against Three Rivers tonight on KJFF in a Region 16 matchup. We will talk with you then.